All right, let's move along as we lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. And it's Alex's turn.
To the organizers of the Kaepernick rally, I ask.
What are you doing?
Quick background. Group of people organized a protest in support of Colin Kaepernick and his fight outside of the NFL offices in New York for August 23rd. Spike Lee tweeted out the image of it, though I'm not sure if he actually had anything to do with organizing it. Now, I have absolutely nothing to say against the protests itself. Police brutality is awful. It's out of control. Kaepernick has put his money where his mouth is and is doing protests the absolute right way, if you ask me. Worthy of support. But the issue I have is with the flyer itself that Spike tweeted, because on it they included a picture of Kaepernick along with Niner safety Eric Reed taking a knee. One, take Reed off your flyer. He supports Kaepernick, but now you're putting his face on your event too. Also on the flyer, behind both of them, is Kaepernick's name in big, bold letters, spelled incorrectly. K-A-P-E-R-N-I-C-K. This is the part where I, as a J-school grad from the U of O, tell you that grammar matters, because most of the chatter on Twitter today has had to do with the misspelling. It should be about your cause, but it's not, because you forgot one letter. The big things are super important. The small things matter, you guys, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the coach of the youth basketball team, Midwest Flight, Monty Harrison, I ask.
What are you doing?
So they're playing in this Mid-America Youth Championship against Central Kansas Elite. They've got that blue chip recruit, Bol Bol, Manute's kid. They're losing by 10 with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. He pulls his team off the floor after he got teed up. It was the sixth technical foul against his team. Then he whined to the media. The officials were disrespectful to our team all week. You know what the world needs? More adults acting like LeVar Kardashian Ball. The opposing coach says no. They were the ones who were treating the refs like crap. Felt like they were above it all, entitled. First of all, it's kids. Get over yourselves. So that's a terrible example. It's a meaningless exhibition, no less. Things don't go your way. Call the wambulance. Just embarrassing and classless, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Does somebody need a
wambulance?
What the hell do you get six technical fouls in an AAU game?
That's and then take your team off the floor.
It's impressive. To the Atlee softball team from Mechanicsville, Virginia, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, the town is actually called Mechanicsville. Wonder what they do there. Well, if you didn't catch wind of this week, the Atlee softball team beat the host team from Kirkland, Washington, 1-0 to advance to the semis of the Junior League World Series, which includes teams from around the world. Actually, a big deal World Series. After the game, they put a post on Snapchat with six of the players that said, "Watch out, host," and had them flipping the bird at the camera.
Oh, no.
And the tournament decided the next day to disqualify them. So I kind of went both ways on this because I do love freedom of expression, especially that one. But you can't do something like that as a 13-year-old and not have any sort of consequences for it. The coach actually headed it off a little bit, made them delete the post right away, set up a meeting with the players on the opposing team to apologize, but the damage was already done. A lesson learned. If you're going to flip the bird, make sure the other person can't see it, or you will have issues, period, as we ask.
What are you doing?
What's the point of flipping somebody off if they can't see it?
Yeah, but then you're driving down the road, they see you, and then they chase you down and beat you up. Isn't that how it works?
I guess so. To those running the Kent State football program and coach-ish Ross Boucher, I ask.
What are you doing?
So a couple months back, Tyler Hines, a freshman, collapsed and died from complications that set in due to having abnormally high body temperature. So Boucher is overseeing the conditioning session. With one horrible, you've got to be kidding me problem, the university was unable to provide documentation he was certified and eligible to handle this kind of responsibility. It's NCAA bylaw 11.1.5 that you must maintain current certification through a nationally accredited strength and conditioning program. Now it seems he's the only member of the football staff who is not certified. A spokesman for the National Strength Coaches Association said, "The liability here is astonishing. There is more information information to come. This is going to be a devastating lawsuit unless they can come up with some magical, dramatic explanation as we ask.
What are you doing?
Essentially, endgame here is that they don't have a football program anymore, right? Isn't that kind of how this has to work?
They're talking $35, $40 million in liability.
Everybody gets sued, and they all lose their jobs.
Whoever decided to put him, I mean, oh my God.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, there's like the certain level of trust you have as a parent sending your kid that at least the people that they're with.
It's not kids sports.
Exactly. At least the people they're with. And even kids sports, they have to be certified for that too. Wow. To Jay Cutler, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm mad at you, man. $10 million for 1 year of work is a no-brainer, especially when your wife is telling you to do it. Go into Miami, work somewhat hard for 9 months or so, feel no pressure whatsoever, and walk back into your TV job next year. Man, I am jealous. But you should probably at least act like you care. Comments like, the good thing is I play quarterback so I don't have to be in that great of cardiovascular shape, and I'm just here to help and get back into football, we'll see how it goes. Well, they don't exactly inspire people to be very optimistic. I'm not sure Jay Ajayi hears you say that and tries to run through a wall, which he shouldn't do, by the way, because he's in concussion protocol. He really shouldn't do that. People already don't like Cutler just because he always looks like he's melting from smoking 3 packs of cigs in a day. Then he rolls out of bed and finds himself $10 million richer. Good luck, Miami. To Jay Cutler, I ask.
What are you doing?
More inspirational speech. Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. The Win One for the Gipper. Or Jay Cutler press conference, August 7th.
The funny thing is Cutler could have literally said the most inspirational speech ever, and it wouldn't have mattered because people would have looked at him saying it.
By the way, his punchability is down like 10%. He changed his hair.
Wow.
When he had that kind of side comb over, that makes you just more punchable.
That's what happens when you marry somebody from TV. They help you with the hair. Nick's haircut.
Finally.
Come on, man.
To sort of Falcons cornerback, Jalen Collins, I ask.
What are you doing?
And I'm getting on your Falcons, too. So after you fail a PEDS test and serve a suspension, in his case, 4 games last year, would you say the league is more or less likely to keep a sharp eye on you and, you know, hit you with a bunch of tests scheduled and random? So we got another case of a guy who apparently wasn't down to LSU, Georgia, or Oxford before he chose LSU. You fail a test, miss a quarter of the season, then think, nah, I'm good. Sure, Dr. Feelgood, hit me again. Make it a double. They'll never catch me. So now it's 10 games, but he did apologize to his teammates because, you know, apologies make everything better, especially after you got caught. Now Coach Dan Quinn and GM Thomas Dimitroff are saying, I don't know if his roster spot's going to be there necessarily when his new suspension runs out. I guess they're sorry to, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And I meant not the way he's got it combed more like you now.
Yeah,
he's got, look at him. Look at Cutler last year.
It's make sure I stay out of your reach. I'll just keep testing you every now and then.
Nah. Jeez. I stick to my guns.